In the 2.5 days since Eric Rudolph was captured, there have been plenty of questions about who he is and what may have motivated him. NPR's Kathy Lohr has this profile.
Eric Robert Rudolph was born in Florida. He moved to North Carolina with his family when he was 13 years old. In high school, Rudolph wrote a paper arguing that the World War II Holocaust never happened.
I think Eric Rudolph was seen, as a very handsome, appealing, intelligent young warrior.
Mark Potok is a spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit group based in Montgomery, Alabama, that tracks radical activists.
He got interested in things like Holocaust denial way back in ninth grade and followed his head. In a sense, he was an intellectual, a guy who read a great deal, who was interested in radical ideologies, who started out very antithetic to the government, but who wound up in some of the most extreme ideologies that we know in this country.
Potok says Rudolph did have some ties to the so-called Christian Identity Movement, a radical religion that believes Jews and blacks are inferior to whites. Rudolph spent 6 months at a camp in Missouri among people who held these beliefs. His mother, Patricia Rudolph, described herself as an anarchist. Former U.S. Attorney Kent Alexander says dozens of law enforcement interviews confirm the 36-year-old, who so many have called a quiet loner, has extremist views.
At first blush, Eric Rudolph would seem like an all-American guy. He had the look of a frat boy almost. But when you start getting into the politics and talk to people who knew him and when you find out how extreme his views were, views on race, religion, sexual orientation, abortion, you realize this is precisely the kind of person who could be a bomber.
Alexander says Rudolph and his friends used the western North Carolina mountains, where the bombing suspect eluded agents for 5 years, to hone his survival skills.
Where he'd actually go out in the woods and practice for the day, apparently, for when the world order came together and there was some problem with the United States. And it was a very bizarre kind of story.
According to Alexander, the suspect's sister-in-law, Deborah Rudolph, talked about Eric watching television and yelling at the screen when he heard news about blacks, Jews, gay rights, and abortion. While Rudolph remained on the FBI's most wanted list, his brother videotaped cutting off his hand with a saw in a Florida garage for law enforcement officers to show his support and his outrage at the investigation. This indicates to some that the family Rudolph grew up in is dysfunctional. Cynthia Lewis is an English professor at Davidson College in North Carolina. She spent months interviewing residents and law enforcement officials about Rudolph for a magazine article. Lewis says although Rudolph had some extreme views, she believes his possible motive for the bombings was about something else.
What all of this was really about was a need to feel superior to law enforcement, that the aggression was aimed at law enforcement officers, and that even more to the point, he was playing a cat and mouse game. And the escape and the eluding of capture was really about one-upping policemen.
Rudolph allegedly drove his truck with North Carolina license plates to Birmingham, Alabama, and then led agents back into the mountains, in effect taunting them, living out his manipulative dreams. Many interviewed say Eric Rudolph was a hero to the radical right, a kind of Butch Cassidy figure who they felt would never be caught. But his arrest over the weekend, rummaging through a grocery store trash bin without a weapon, was a disappointing way for this 5-year drama to end. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.